Hello, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. All of us have stories. Sometimes they're funny or touching, and we love to retell them at parties. And other times, our stories are embarrassing, and we'd rather not remember them. Well, the Mormon Channel is releasing a new audio series called Story Mike, where people from all different walks of life all over the world share uplifting, entertaining stories. Producer and story gatherer for the series, Devin Butler, is here with us today to talk about it. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what made you want to create a series like this?
I've always liked hearing people tell stories, and the more you talk to someone, the more you know how many stories they have. I thought it'd be great to just have a show that kind of collected all these stories and let people listen to them.
And even though it's on the Mormon Channel, they're not necessarily faith-promoting, harrowing, testimony-building stories. What's the purpose of these stories?
No, I mean, the stories are just any story that's inspiring, that's entertaining, that's funny, that's embarrassing, that's awe-inspiring, loving, just everything. I just want stories of life. I think the more we hear other people's circumstances from over the world, the more we see how similar we are to everyone and how we all go through the same stuff. And we kind of feel this sense of community and friendship.
Absolutely. So if someone listening does have a story that they'd like to share with you for the show, how would they go about doing that?
So go to mormonchannel.org/storymike, and there it'll have all the details on how you can get your story to us.
Okay. And that's S-T-O-R-Y-M-I-C?
Yes.
Story Mike?
Yeah, all one word.
Okay, great. And if someone does want to record their story for this show or just for their own family history, what are some good elements or structural points to consider when doing it?
Ask yourself a question, you know, like what was your favorite childhood memory? Or what's your favorite thing you do as a family? And then just kind of expound on that and think of these situations, and everyone will be able to find something, and we'd love to hear stories from everyone listening.
Yeah, and I got to do this a few weeks ago.
You did. You did great.
I shared a story, and it was good to have this type of a context because I don't think I think about this all that often. Like, I tell people stories about stupid little things that happen, but I don't consider those things that need to be archived and remembered. But you reminded me of something that I did kind of want to remember for my family, and it was a funny experience we had together, and I'm glad I have it recorded now for posterity.
Yeah, and this show is open to everyone. We're having people, we've collected stories in, you know, Northern Europe, in Africa, in Australia. We've had people go and collect stories everywhere. So I really want this to be a global community of storytellers that tell good, wholesome stories that anyone can listen to.
And enjoy and be entertained by.
Hopefully,
as well.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As you've been producing this project, what life lessons have you learned from listening to and gathering all of these stories?
So I learned that hearing all the stories from all over the world, you definitely hear what is more important in different cultures than necessarily our cultures. For instance, we got a lot of stories in from Africa, and it was very interesting to see how big of a role God played in their lives compared to how maybe we would tell stories here in America. And mm-hmm. I just thought that was really cool how they talk about God and a role in their life is something that it's genuinely known and respected and common. And we there's just a difference. And it was really cool to me to kind of see how people tell stories in different places of the world.
And I've spent some time in Latin America, and it seems like there, to just draw some comparisons, people just readily accept visions and dreams and personal revelation and things like that. So it's just cultural similarities that are just so interesting to listen to and hear from.
Right.
Well, thanks for being here, and we're excited for Story Mike.
Yeah, anytime.
You can check out Story Mike, which is available right now on mormonchannel.org, with new stories coming out every Monday.
Every Monday.
We're going to close our episode today with a quote from Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. And he said, "No mistakes, sin, or choice will change God's love for us." And if you'd like a free download of this quote, it's available now on mormonchannel.org/blog with a new quote and new design every day this year. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.